This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military seized control of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza Strip and Egypt Tuesday, and its tanks pushed into the southern Gaza town of Rafah after a night of airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
The Palestinian militant group said late on Monday it had agreed to a ceasefire proposal, but Israel said the terms did not meet its demands. A Gaza Border Authority spokesperson told Reuters the Rafah crossing, a vital route for aid into the enclave, is now closed. Aid trucks were seen stuck at the Egypt side of the Rafah crossing. On Tuesday morning, people searched for bodies under rubble of wrecked buildings in Rafah. More than 1 million people have sought refuge here, living in tented camps and makeshift shelters. Many are trying to leave, heeding Israeli orders for them to evacuate. But with large areas of the coastal enclave already laid to waste, they say they have nowhere safe to go.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Israeli public diplomacy spokesman David Mentzer Tuesday defended Israel's actions, telling reporters its main objective is to make sure Hamas is never a threat to Israel again.
The war cabinet unanimously decided Israel will continue its operation in Rafah in order to apply military pressure on Hamas to release our hostages and achieve all the war's objectives. Despite Hamas's grandstanding, Hamas's proposal is far from Israel's core demands. Nevertheless, Israel will dispatch a ranking delegation to Egypt to maximize any chance of an agreement on terms acceptable to Israel.
Mentzer insisted food aid continues to enter Gaza every single day, claiming 520,000 tons of aid, 27,000 trucks of water, food, medical supplies, and shelter enter the